Dictation for Bill, B-I-L-L, Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, January 664. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up Mr. Hubbard, advanced renal failure from IgA vasculitis with nephrotic syndrome, prior dialysis, last visit in July, has followed with hematology, Dr. Akat, AKKAD. Back work, working, including in person, edema improved, doing low sodium, stable dyspnea but no oxygen, uses CPAP machine, not using inhalers, blood pressure at home, 130s, 140s, over 60s and 80s, has followed also with pulmonary function test, CT scan has been done, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, no open ulcers, prior skin vasculitis and ulceration has healed, review system done, medication list review. I want to highlight the Demadex, hydralazine, metoprolol on phosphorus binders. Pressing weight 278, blood pressure 165/91. Repeat blood pressure 140/80. Left sided lungs are mostly clear, isolated coarse rales on the bases, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 3+ edema below the knees, tall, large, obese person, no respiratory distress, normal, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From October, creatinine is stabilizing now around 1.8, representing a GFR of 42 stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus was not done, A1C at 6.7. Anemia 9.5 with a normal white blood cell and platelet, has gross proteinuria previously documented 28 grams in 24 hours. The high resolution CT scan, no contrast. Lung opacities improve. Probably from pulmonary edema, no fibrosis, recent pulmonary function tests, a restricted process, reduced volumes and diffusing capacity, no response to bronchodilators, there is anemia around 9.5. Last iron studies from July, low normal with normal B12 and folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Biopsy proving IgA nephropathy with systemic features for vasculitis. So this is IgA vasculitis. There were membranoproliferative abnormalities, IgA deposits, skin biopsy, leukocytoclastic vasculitis with nephrotic syndrome, advanced renal failure of dialysis, continuous salt fluid restriction diuretics, compressing stockings. He did not tolerate attempts of immunosuppressants, prior short-lived prednisone cell-sept, streptococcus pneumonia sepsis, leg ulcerations, including osteomyelitis that has already healed, anemia improved following with hematology, right-sided cardiac cath with pulmonary hypertension, likely secondary to respiratory process. Initial concerns of mitral valve disease was considered minor, not severe, at Henry Ford. The nephrotic syndrome represents the foot process effacement, 75%. We have a long discussion about all these medical issues. He's very clear in his mind. If he has a short period of time, he wants to be as healthy as possible, enjoying patient, family, and work. He's not open to the idea of any aggressive immunosuppressants that might compromise his quality of life, even if potentially can live longer. We could try ACE inhibitors or ARBs for better control of nephrotic syndrome. At this moment, not interested. We will change albumin creatinine ratio to protein creatinine ratio to give us some numbers to follow over time. Phosphorus will be added as part of the chemistries for potential binders. Only should discuss at length complex visit, come back in 6 months.